Hello, Pittsburgh. This is Trib Lives from the Newsroom podcast, bringing you top stories from triblive.com. I'm Zach Gibson, and with me today is Renata Signorini. She brings the story of Andrea and Michelle Yealy. Their fateful experience with whitewater rafting in the Yaak River raised concerns for enhanced safety protocols and guides while rafting. This isn't the first or last unfortunate incident along the river, but there are those that want to make sure the experience is safer because of them. Hi, Renata.
Hi, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining me. So, tell us about the story of Andrea Yealy.
So, Andrea lived near Gettysburg. She was 16, going to high school. She was an only child, a cheerleader, and she was a member of her church's youth group. And she actually went with that youth group earlier in the summer of 2000, rafting on the Lower Yaak in Fayette County at Ohio Pyle State Park. She went with them, she had a good time, and her mom told me that Andrea was going with a friend's family on September 16th, 2000, to raft the Lower Yaak again.
Okay. What happened then?
She and her friend were in a two-person inflatable kayak when they got into the river at Ohio Pyle to head down the Lower Yaak. It's about 7 miles to the takeout point. They had rented equipment from one of the four outfitters in Ohio Pyle, and they were going down the river alone without a guide. Whenever they got to Dimple Rock, the two-person inflatable kayak that Andrea was in flipped, and she became trapped underneath the water in an undercut about the size of a minivan. Dimple Rock can be hazardous to people who don't know how to run the specific rapids there, because the river current and the rock can cause rafts and boats and kayaks to flip, and then the water can suck people underneath and kind of trap them there.
Unfortunately, Andrea did not survive this accident, and this isn't the only time that this has happened. Can you talk about the toll of injuries or deaths that have happened on the Yaak River?
In 2000, Andrea was the third person to die at Dimple Rock during a rafting trip. And between 1982 and 2022, 15 people have died after falling into the Lower Yaak while either kayaking or rafting on private or commercial trips. And of those 15, 10 of the deaths were connected to Dimple Rock. So the person either somehow flipped in those rapids and maybe got caught up on rocks there, or flipped in the rapids and kind of were stuck a little farther downriver.
So this isn't an isolated incident.
Right.
You have a experience yourself with the Yaak River.
Yeah, so of those 15, the most recent death happened on August 13, 2022. That was Julie Ann Moore. She was with her boyfriend and her two daughters whenever their raft flipped at Dimple Rock, and Julie was trapped in a rock that was a little farther downriver. So about a month before that, I did the Lower Yaak myself on a commercial rafting trip, so it was kind of creepy, eerie to think that something I just experienced, someone else died doing the same thing. And something that I enjoyed and had fun doing, it turned out completely different for another family.
One thing that we learn from these stories, or information that we can pull, is that guides aren't required on all of the trips. What are the safety protocols like, and is there a reason guides are optional?
So Julie Ann Moore did not have a guide in her boat, but there are different types of trips that customers can book through the four outfitters that are in Ohio Pyle. And the customers can pick if they want a fully guided trip, which means a guide will be in every boat, or they can pick what's known as a guide assisted or guide escorted trip. And that means that the customer will likely be the captain of their own boat, but there will be guides along for the trip in kayaks and other rafts to kind of act as safety going through certain rapids. And the agreement that the State Department of Conservation and Natural Resources has with the four outfitters, it outlines the minimum number of guides that must be on trips based on the number of participants. And that agreement also outlines the training that the guides have to go through and the kind of first aid equipment that they have to take with them on trips. So typically, whenever a commercial trip is heading out, the guides will spend quite a bit of time on land discussing safety and telling rafters how to paddle and what they should do if they find themselves in the water out of their boat. And I actually, during the reporting of this story, listened to one of those talks, and the guides made it really clear that the boaters should not try to stand up in the water, because that could potentially lead to a foot entrapment. So the advice is to kind of stay on your back and float, keep your feet up towards the sky to prevent that from happening.
So over the course of these incidences, there have been jury recommendations for safer protocol.
There was an inquest held after the 2022 death, and during that inquest, the jurors recommended that guides be present in all commercial rafts. They recommended changes were made to Dimple Rock. They recommended that statistics on deaths and injuries be added to outfitters' websites. They made a long list of recommendations, and based on my review of the outfitters' websites, it doesn't appear that any of those recommendations were followed.
Interesting. So, changing gears slightly, we're going to talk a little bit about Andrea's mother. Michelle, since that time, has taken up a call for more river safety, correct?
Yes, she has. She has handed out copies of part of the inquest report into Andrea's death, and she told me she gives the copies to people, anyone she knows who is interested in whitewater rafting. Her main goal with that is to help people understand the dangers that can exist below the surface.
So has advocacy and public awareness influence the safety recommendations at all?
After the inquest into the three deaths in 2000, there was a portage trail created along the shore in the area of Dimple Rock, and that trail allows boaters to carry their watercraft on foot around the rapids to completely bypass that hazard. The guides on commercial trips typically stop before Dimple Rock, and during the trip that I was on in 2022, they discussed the dangers there. They did mention that people had died in that rapids, and they said that any of the boaters had the option to go on the portage trail. Now, some people who also rafted the Lower Yauk said they were not given that option.
Okay. With safety protocol and policy in your reporting, what was it like trying to interview some of the outfitters to talk about the implementation of these changes?
There's four outfitters in Ohio Pile, so I knew that I had to try to get in touch with all of them for this story. One of them called me back. Not surprising. The one who did call me back told me that whenever they talk with customers over the phone who are interested in booking a commercial trip, they really want to channel those people into the correct direction, so the right trip that would be the best for their experience level and their abilities. And for that particular outfitter, he said that fully guided trips are the norm for them, but if an experienced customer asks, they can go on a guide escorted option. And their website does list both fully guided and guide escorted. So the other three outfitters did not respond to my phone calls and emails, but I did review all of their websites, and I found that It appeared in the last couple years, two of the outfitters had removed guide-assisted options in favor for only fully guided trips, and then the third has both a fully guided and guide-assisted option.
I know we talked about Dimple Rock, and in the 2005 study, they looked to find whether it could or should be removed. What was the result there?
Yeah, the study, it examined six different options, which were do nothing and filling in that undercut that's the size of the minivan and doing some other things to try to control how the water flows in that area and adding pieces of equipment to the rock to try to deflect people who might get stuck there. And so the outcome, there were several options that were identified in the study as possibilities that the state DCNR could undertake if they wanted to make any changes. But the state DCNR ultimately decided not to make any changes to the rock. The study kind of said that if there were changes made, that might add requirements for inspections, and so those things could potentially be dangerous and might open up some holes for legal action if someone did get hurt or killed there. So the state decided not to do anything, and when I contacted them for this story, they said that they stood by that decision.
Okay. So as we start to wrap up, based on the reporting that you've gotten to do and the information that you found, what are the prospects of possibly seeing enhanced safety measures in the future?
I think it's something that safety experts would like to see. There's a top safety expert in the sport who testified during the inquest into the 2022 death that he thought guides should be in every boat to improve safety. So I think there are people who think that this could benefit customers by having more guides in places where they can better help people stay out of the water. But I think we have outfitters who are running businesses, and I ultimately think it would probably be up to the state DCNR if they wanted to require guides be in every boat. But as you can see, as I saw during my reporting, the two outfitters had appeared to only offer fully guided trips. So it could be up to them to do it on their own, or it could be up to the state DCNR to require it. But I think there is a lot of interest in the safety aspect of it from people in the kayaking community and the whitewater community.
Okay. Well, Renata, thank you for joining me to help me lay out this topic.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks for joining. If you enjoyed this week's episode, share the podcast to help keep Western PA locally informed with insightful discussion and the latest news from your area. It's an easy way to spread the word, and it helps our podcast reach more people like you. Don't forget to follow us on Spotify and turn on episode notifications so you never miss new content. Once again, I'm Zach Gibson, and this is